Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Just a Pill. I'm your host, Winnell. Thank you again for joining me today. This is Just a Pill where you'll be challenged, confronted, and we want you to just build your relationship with God, walk in obedience, and continue to study God's word because we are living upon his word. As it says in Matthew 4:4, we live not on bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Last week's show, we talked about how today affects our tomorrow. God shut it down. Please make sure that you check that show out. You can find it on Just a Pill's homepage here on Blog Talk Radio. But today we're going to talk about inheritance. What is an inheritance? Well, according to the Webster Dictionary, an inheritance is a noun, which is a thing. So when I looked up the word, I saw that it's an act of inheriting property, the reception of genetic qualities by transmission from parent to offspring. Please pay attention to that. The acquisition of a possession, condition, or trait from past generations. It is a tradition. Or it can be something valuable, possession that is a common heritage from nature. Overall, a position. I thought this was very interesting because in Proverbs 13:22, it states that God has given an inheritance to a man, and therefore a good man will have an inheritance for his children's children. So when I first thought about this scripture, I thought, okay, well, that means that you need to save your money, your children need to have property, and they need to have basically some investments already in their name so that they can prosper and it can continue on so they just won't be broke. But overall, the nutshell of an inheritance is that you will receive something and it will be coming from somebody. Normally, it is within the family. So what I thought about was, okay, well, what have we inherited? And the Lord just brought it to me very clearly, so I just want to share it with you on today. Now, you might be thinking, well, right now that nobody has passed anything to me because my parents are still living. But I'm not talking about physical possessions. I'm strictly speaking about spiritual inheritances. God brought this again to my attention, and he told me you need to concentrate on behaviors. What are the spiritual inheritances that you have received? The easiest way to explain it is that you pinpoint the demonic spirits in your life along with the fruits of the spirit. So we're going to do both the good and the bad. So the attention is just not on what are good. We have to focus on those things that are negative. And think about, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about, what do you do that makes you think about someone else? So what is that behavior within your family and friends that you technically play copycat? So, for example, your mom smokes cigarettes, so you smoke cigarettes. Very simple. So when you identify what it is that people might say, oh, that reminds me of your brother, or yeah, you just act just like your daddy. That's the scenario that I'm talking about, because what we can identify as a learned behavior, because your daddy does it, you do it, your mom did it, you do it as well, but you don't think twice about it. You just say, yes, I got it from my mom, and I got it from my dad, or I got it from my grandma, or me and my cousin do this exact same thing. We are talking about those behaviors, but again, focusing on the negative ones in a few seconds. But let me just switch it up, because I know for myself, in my life, I saw the women in my family speak with boldness and very freely about their concerns that they were having when it was some type of confrontation. So as a teenager, around probably 12, I remember just developing this behavior and showing it to others. I can go back in my memory lane and see that I will always confront teachers very boldly. And I actually got in trouble for it one time, but I just felt, well, if it's not right, you speak up about it. So therefore, that is something that I can contribute to one of my personality traits or behavior that I learned, which was a good behavior, right? So when we're talking about the negative behaviors, we are not playing the blame game. It is just for us to do a quick assessment about the evil spirits that are working in our lives. We just need revelation from God. What are they? So we just ask God for wisdom, as it says in James chapter 1, from heaven, and he will give us the wisdom. You just have to be ready to get it, because it's not going to feel good. I'm letting you know from experience. It is for you to know the truth, and sometimes we don't like the truth, but he will make it crystal clear. So again, I want you to call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794, and tell me about a learned behavior that you have, okay? And just give us time to get on the phone with you, since we are talking about this subject today. About 2 years ago, I completed a breakthrough Bible study, which is published by Beth Moore. She was the writer, actually, and she spoke about bad habits. And as time progressed, I began to really see some bad habits imitated in my own children, and I would literally cringe at the sight. Eventually, I spoke with my husband about these behaviors, both his and mine, and we came to an agreement to change it so our children wouldn't follow in our footsteps, the negative behaviors. So I can still remember this day. We made a declaration at night, and I'm telling you, all hell broke loose, because the spiritual warfare was on, according to Ephesians chapter 6. Believe me, when we said that we were going to change some things in our own behaviors, the devil came hard, okay? So with God's revelation, I'm starting to see, again, the evil spirits running in my house, okay, that my kids are beginning to imitate as well. And I'm just going to use the spirit of lying, because I think that's pretty common, right? Well, I shouldn't say it's common, but it is. However, the spirit of lying was just going crazy in my house. And it was a spirit of sneaking, too. So I know when I was a child, I began to lie over the littlest stuff because out of fear. So we talked about the spirit of fear over a couple of the shows, but the spirit of fear would cause me to basically agree with the spirit of lying, thinking that I was going to get away with something. I became very sneaky, and it did continue on in my adulthood and causing what? Sin. So when we're talking about these spirits, it's causing sin in our lives. So fast forward from then to now, I was beginning to see my eldest son doing the exact same thing. And I would talk to him about it. He would be disciplined about it, but it just kept coming back. And then my middle child started to do the exact same thing too. And point blank, they were all falling for the temptation to lie. I mean, literally lying in front of your face when you just saw him do the act that you're calling them out upon. So that's where I received my conviction. Like, Lord, this is a straight up stronghold. It is not leaving. It keeps popping its head. I am praying about it, but it's just not working, right? So what God was showing me in this experience is that there was a cycle taking place with my children. And of course, I was disciplining them, But like I had said before, it just kept coming back. And sometimes it was coming back even stronger. I felt as though like this spirit was literally laughing at my face. But finally, after time progressed, getting into my word, asking Lord for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, he showed me the first thing that I needed to do was go back and ask God for forgiveness, seriously, for my own sin of lying, just to be specific, not just, Lord, forgive me for the sins that I've done. No, he told me to be specific about that particular sin. That was number one, okay? But interesting enough, I was asking for forgiveness, but I wasn't repenting. I wasn't necessarily saying, oh, well, Lord, forgive me for this spirit of lying and just lying just because. That was it. Rather than saying, Lord, I'm going to change my ways. When I feel the temptation to lie, I'm going to tell the truth, Lord. I'm going to change. I'm going to what? Change. That is the difference between just asking for forgiveness and you are including repentance. You literally are making the effort to change from those wicked ways. So my question to you is, can you relate? Call me at 213-943-3794. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with children, but just anything that you notice, like, wait, hold on. I've noticed I continually do this bad habit, and it doesn't seem to go anywhere. So sometimes we just, what, accept it and say, well, this is just who I am. But we know through the Holy Spirit, he's there to cleanse us and bring those things to the forefront of our minds so that we can confess it, allow cleansing to happen, and just change from our wicked ways. Amen. So again, please call me at 213-943-3794. Yes. Again, you can catch us on Thursday at 1:30, every Thursday live for this radio show, and it will just bless you, because I know for a fact God has been blessing me with the information that he's been putting on my heart to share with you. So what we're doing now is breaking what the cycles. So we did talk about the Gibeonites, and you know, I won't go all back into the story, but one thing that we did see is that they made some poor decisions, and because of their poor decisions, the consequences, because what we do today affects tomorrow, right, had became a generational curse. And the curse was this, that the children after them were slaves because of their lying, deception, etc. Well, the same is true with people. And what we'll hear it, and sometimes churches don't really talk about this, and I'm just going to be real, generational curses, you know, it seems a little bit like hands off. We don't hear a lot about curses and witchcraft, but we just have to recognize in these last days, it is real. So what is called are when these evil spirits are coming from, or let's say through the family line, through the bloodline, their ancestral evil spirits, or they'll be called generational spirits, but they're curses. So when we say curses, opposite of blessings, are there to make anything negative in your life, to block you from the destiny that God has called you to do. That's just one option for them, okay? Believe me, there are many. And when you start looking through your own life, you're going to see how they have attacked you, not just you, but they have attacked your mother, your grandmother, because it is them causing sins that people have just not have repented, you know, just accepted it. This is what it is. This is who I was, etc. And not to say they didn't want to repent, because of course the conviction is there, but they just didn't necessarily weren't able to receive this knowledge, or maybe didn't accept the knowledge, that you have to repent and turn from your wicked ways. Because what happens is when we don't do that and we continue on, it becomes a stronghold in our life. I mean, it's just like we just can't shake it off. And as it says in the New Testament, Jesus tells us there's some evil spirits that have to come off based upon fasting and praying. Okay, so there is the solution right there. However, when we're starting to see these things manifesting in our own lives, you know, we're trying to shake it off, but they're not going anywhere. Like I expressed about just lying, it just kept coming back. Like, what is going on here? Well, I'm going to give you some more examples that you'll start to see these generational curses when I tell you that if you're divorced, look at your parents. Did they get divorced too? Or if you're drinking excessively, did your parents drink excessively, or were you in an environment where that was okay? Here's a big one. Parents committing fornication, and you committed fornication, basically sex before marriage, or are you still out there and you're not married, witnessing abusive relationship. You might be in an abusive relationship as well, or you saw an abuser and you became the abuser. Those are the evil spirits just transferring from one generation to the next. It is that clear. It is that simple. And like I said, it's not about blaming anybody for these evil spirits taking over in a sense, but it's just for you to recognize how they have a hold, an effect upon your life. And I can even remember just sitting at the table, you know, during Thanksgiving and the holidays, and everybody's talking and laughing, and as your parents and family members are talking about, oh, you remember cousin so-so, he used to do such and such, or Miss Anna May, she used to da-da-da-da-da. So they're talking about these behaviors and say, well, you know, he wasn't right. There was something wrong with him. And you're internalizing, okay, yeah, there's something wrong with this person, but they never said it was like an evil spirit, something ain't right, you know. And it's amazing how sometimes we're in these family conversations that we just kind of overlook. We look down like, oh, poor Jimmy, he just died so early, whatever the case might be, but not even thinking about, well, maybe it's because we have a spirit of death running in this bloodline that is killing our men in the family, right? What does it do? How does it manifest itself? Well, it could be coming through, you know, cancer. It comes through blood, high blood pressure, heart disease. Those are the evil spirits trying to what? Kill your kids, including yourself. And it was interesting. I was listening to a sermon, and he was discussing about, you know, when you go to the doctor, and I'm definitely going to put this up on the description of the show, but you go to the doctor, and they start asking you, okay, just check off everything that your mother and on your father's side have, such as blood pressure, obesity, etc. That list is super long, and I can't stand it when I have to fill it out. But you know what I've done? I just stopped doing it because I'm not claiming this stuff anymore now that God has given me revelation. But like I said, the doctors will give you that information sheet to list off all these things to, you know, I guess try to give you the diagnosis that you might be suffering from. Okay, overall, it's just specifics of the evil spirits. Those are the details of the evil spirits that are trying to lurk and take you out earlier than you're supposed to. Okay, so another part of the evil spirits is this, is violence. It could be the spirit of poverty on your family, the spirit of depression, the spirit of oppression, you know, financial losses, you know, we just broke all the time, or just constantly in debt. Here's a big one for women, low self-esteem, one generation to the next. Drug addiction, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a drug addiction, any type of addiction, or lust. You know, well, my daddy was a Rolling Stone. Remember that song from Temptations? Okay, well, he was a lustful man. Or that my father wasn't able to stay in the house and he had another woman or he had other children. Those are part of the generational curses, ancestral curses, the spirits that we are coming up against trying to take us out. Okay. Again, it can be bitterness. It can be hate. The list continues to go on. Please call me at 213-943-3794, 213-943-3794, because I do want to hear from you. When you're thinking about these things that I'm just bringing to your attention, what can it be that might be holding you back? What is something that you might not have thought about, oh, I'm actually coming up against an evil spirit, and because I have sinned, it has just allowed the door to be swung right open for it to be a stronghold in my life? Because I can say for myself, just being sneaky as a child, just lying as a child, I can see it trying to manifest in my own children. And that's just real talk right there. So when we're talking about these inheritances, we're not talking about material things or physical things. We are just literally talking about spiritual inheritances. But thank the Lord, there is good news. Hallelujah. We cannot ignore the cycles. Hallelujah. There is a way to stop the cycle. So your children's children, as it's saying in Proverbs 13:22, won't have to deal with the same struggles you had to deal with, maybe your grandma had to deal with. We're talking about the spiritual struggles, because through Jesus, we can what? Overcome. We have the victory, okay? Like I said, what can we do? Ask God for revelation. Lord, show me. And just get ready what he shows you. Don't get upset. Show me what it is that is constantly affecting, violating me in my family, with my children. What are these evil spirits? Because after receiving the revelation, you can break the curse. How do we do that? By repenting for our sins. We take responsibility, just take responsibility. Again, there is no condemnation. Nobody is trying to point the finger at you and say, well, if you didn't do such and such and da-da-da-da. Take responsibility and say, yes, I did it. Lord, forgive me for my sins. I see that this has caused some bad fruit on my trees of the family, whomever it can be. And Lord, I need you to help me to remove myself from this ignorance and foolishness that I've been living, so you can bind the generational curse. We just bind it in the name of Jesus, but you do have to be specific. And again, I will show you a link about a powerful sermon and also a link to the prayer that the pastor had done. He is deceased right now, but it was an excellent word. And just to cut it out, because what Satan wants us to do is to continue to have things in the dark, to say it is a secret, it is hidden, and you just keep it to yourself, right? You don't tell nobody because you feel guilt and shame. That's another trick of the enemy. But the goal is to be transparent to our children or whoever it is. It can be a friend, it can be the coworker, so they don't fall in the same trap. Because what is hidden, it's always going to come into the light, but it's up to us to use the knowledge and the wisdom that God has given unto us so we don't fall for these traps. Plenty of stories in the Bible where you saw the generational curses happen to the kids because of somebody else's sin. David, his kids went straight up crazy. Who else went crazy up in that Bible? I can't think of another person at the moment, but it is true where if we don't stop it, then it's going to affect our children later, okay? And you have to make a declaration, a proclamation, like, no, this ain't going to happen to me. This ain't going to happen to my kids. And I literally had to say that to myself. Like, I might have fallen for sins that I shouldn't have done, but because God has forgiven me, therefore, my kids are on a clean slate. They are innocent to the point of that if I'm not teaching them the wrong way to go, they will not, well, they can't say that I learned that from my mom. And period. Now, of course, people make their own decisions, but they cannot pin that on me. Well, my mom was a liar, so I'm a liar too. And I rebuke that in the name of Jesus, because I'm not a liar anymore. Now, does temptation come to lie? Of course it does, right? But you got to fight. Like, nope, I can't do it. Let's keep moving. So what is the inheritance that we have received? God, yes, okay, yes. You're going to see the instant result from this. Let the Holy Spirit work in you, okay? I want you to allow the Holy Spirit just to work, to show you what these curses are so you can break them, and you're going to have instant results, but you got to do it consistently. You know, we can't just do the prayer and just fast one day and say, oh, all is well. Absolutely not. But let's talk about this inheritance that we receive from our God. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter chapter 1, 3 through 4, blessed be the God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance. Let's talk about it. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that the fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. How do we receive this inheritance? It is very simple, just believing that Jesus Christ died on that cross, rose again, and that he is living today. He has saved you from the wages of your sin, which is death, by his blood. Hallelujah, holy, precious blood. That is the inheritance that we do have, okay? What other inheritance do we have? Well, we got the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are a new creature in Jesus Christ. So we're not going to do those old things anymore. We can't fall for the same temptations, and the strongholds are broken. You just got to believe it to be so, right? Yes. But we can bear the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, peace, joy, patience, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, kindness, and self-control, found in Galatians 5. Verse 22 through 23, we are just changing it up here, okay? We want our children, even those that are around us, whatever they receive from us, to know that we belong to God. Yes. All right. Do I have any callers out there? Let me check real quick. No, it's okay, but you can call 213-943-3794. Yes, call me at 213-943-3794. Again, you can go on our blog, justappealblog.blogspot.com, and find more encouragement. I do try to just make an effort to give just the tidbits of encouragement, because Lord knows we need it, right? So, like I said, with the generational curses and these evil spirits just trying to lurk around, they trying to take us, one thing you got to remember, they hate you, okay? Now that you have Jesus in your life, and especially when you have the journey to continue to do better and to fight this good fight and to tools, they don't like you. Don't get it twisted. So when you go through the fighting and when you cancel out, you rebuke and renounce and you break these curses, they're going to try again to come at you. They want you to be tempted by the same thing, whatever it could have been, whatever it was that you allowed God to deliver you from. So just be aware of that. It is not like it's all good. No, they coming back. Well, it is all good, but you know what I mean. They're going to come back. But you know why? It's because who do you belong to? You belong to God. And I want you to recognize, too, those that are still just under that oppression and that bondage with the evil spirits, you know, just making the agreement, making those covenants with them, they're going to look at you different, too. So just expect that. But like I said, we have the victory in Jesus Christ. Our inheritance is undefiled, incorruptible. It is pure. It is clean. And that's what we're seeking for everybody, not just our children, but those that are around us, right? So we got to pray for our family and our friends as well. Well, our time is up. I know that just went by so fast, but I thank you so much for joining me. Next show, we're going to talk about just partnering with God. Partnering with God, this partnership that we have with Him, which is awesome. And you can come back here on Just Appeal Thursday, 1:30 p.m. live, but catch up with the shows. If you didn't able to make it today, well, when I say make it today, tell somebody else. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Tell somebody else that we come on every Thursday, but you can also listen to the other shows. And believe me, you know, God's just doing a work. So I'm Winnell again. I'm signing off, and be encouraged in God's word.